We pray for these things humbly in that name of thy Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been a broadcast of the 185th Semi-Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Speakers were selected from the general authorities and general officers of the church. Music was provided by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. This broadcast has been furnished as a public service by Bonneville Distribution. Any reproduction, recording, transcription, or other use of this program without written consent is prohibited.
Hi, I'm Aubrey. My kidney failed when I was 6 years old, and I have been on dialysis until last September when I got my kidney transplant. While at kidney camp, my mom got a call that someone had donated a kidney to me.
That was me 5 years ago. I didn't know I could make it this far. But since my kidney transplant, I've graduated high school and taken a trip to Hawaii. And now I want to go to college, and the Kidney Foundation can make it possible. Please support the National Kidney Foundation programs like Kidney Camp and Patient Scholarships by donating your cars to Kidney Cars.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. Please support National Kidney Foundation programs like Kidney Camp and Patient Scholarships by donating your car to Kidney Cars. It's a great feeling, I know, because I've donated 3 cars. If you donate now before December 31st, you'll get a great tax deduction. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS, TOWKARS, or donate online at towcars.org with a K like kidney.
Emergency Essentials, for over 28 years helping families prepare for emergencies. Across the country, thousands are ready to weather the big one: tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. Sure, it's always wise to prepare for widespread natural disasters, but millions face personal emergencies every day. Accident, unemployment, illness, the types of setbacks that can strike closer to home. That's why Emergency Essentials is dedicated to helping families stock up on a wide variety of foods and supplies that guard against the big one and the dozens of little ones, too. Visit us at BePrepared.com. You'll find hundreds of varieties of delicious fruits, vegetables, grains, meats, dairy, even fully prepared meals, all packaged for long-term storage. From small cans to large pails to complete year-long supplies, we offer practical, affordable ways to build safety against the storm. Check out our monthly, weekly, and daily specials today. That's Emergency Essentials, online at BePrepared.com.
Continue the tradition of Ladies' Night with your daughters and granddaughters this Saturday night at Deseret Book. Enjoy 20% off your entire purchase and have the chance to win prizes all evening long. Be one of the first 100 to arrive at each location and receive a free gift. Come to the downtown Salt Lake City Deseret Book to meet Ann Romney, Kristen Oakes, and Jenny Oakes Baker. Save the date. Ladies' Night this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Continue the tradition of Ladies' Night with your daughters and granddaughters at Deseret Book. Six Sister Stuff, your favorite food and lifestyle bloggers with 6.7 million monthly viewers, are back with a new cookbook filled with their greatest dessert recipes. Whether quick and easy, special occasion, holiday-themed, or kid-friendly, it covers every sweet tooth craving. Unique for cookbooks, it also includes companion craft projects to present and share desserts. Easy-to-follow instructions using common household materials will have readers making creative cake stands, starting holiday dessert traditions, and preparing memorable, show-stopping dessert gifts. Sweets and Treats with Six Sister Stuff, available now at Deseret Book.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1204. I'm Mary Richards, and this is the KSL Conference Report. Thousands of members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gathered in the Conference Center, and millions more watched worldwide to hear messages of grace, faith, joy, and trust as the first general session of the 185th Semi-Annual General Conference begins. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf began the conference by mentioning that 3 new apostles will be sustained this weekend. His talk was called It Works. He spoke about the simplicity and beauty of the gospel. President Uchtdorf gave 2 suggestions for helping the gospel work. First, don't make things too complicated.
Focus on the basic doctrines, principles, and applications of the gospel. I promise that God will guide and bless you on your path to a fulfilling life, and the gospel will definitely work better for you.
His second suggestion is to start where you are. He said you don't need to be more of anything to become the person God intended you to become. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles spoke about the challenge in the world to accept living prophets and apostles, but he said it is essential to do so to understand the atonement and teachings of Jesus Christ.
Too many people think church leaders and members should be perfect or nearly perfect. They forget that the Lord's grace is sufficient to accomplish His work through mortals.
Elder Ballard said not to look for human weakness, but to look for God's hand working through those He has called. And he talked about following the proclamation on the family and observing the Sabbath day. Sister Neil F. Marriott, the second counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, spoke about putting trust in God and yielding our hearts to God.
A meek heart accepts the trial and the waiting for that time of healing and wholeness to come. When we open ourselves to the Spirit, we learn God's way and feel His will.
Sister Marriott says the healing of our heart begins when we submit to and worship God. Elder Francisco J. Vinas of the 70 talked about relief from the effects of sin.
It is important that we realize that just like the remission of sins, repentance is a process and not something that happens at one particular moment. It requires consistency in each of its steps.
Elder Vinas also talked about reverence during sacrament meeting, coming early, putting away the electronic devices, and being ready to take the sacrament. A focus on the Sabbath as well from Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He talked about being temple-worthy in good times and bad times.
The principles and basic morality the Savior taught are under serious attack in today's world. Christianity is under attack. Many believe that what is moral has basically changed. We live in difficult times. There is an increased tendency to call evil good and good evil.
Elder Cook said a focus on observing the Sabbath will increase righteousness and be a protection for the family. Also speaking this session were Elder Richard J. Maines and Elder Larry R. Lawrence of the 70. The next session of conference begins again at 2 p.m. here live on KSL News Radio. Coming up next, a look at news, traffic, and weather. This has been the KSL Conference Report. I'm Mary Richards, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey there. I have an important message about the UTA Fair Pay Card. Now, they gave me 60 seconds to tell you about it, but I only need 30. I'll save you time, just like this card will save you money. First, let's put some music on. Yeah, that's nice. The FairPay card saves over cash fare. Load it up, and when you use it to ride UTA, you save up to 20% off rail. Better yet, you'll save 40% on regular bus fare. It's easy to use. Just tap to ride. It'll save you money. Preloading fare will save you time. With more destinations than ever before, it's a perfect time to get a card. Well, with our remaining time, let's relax to the sound of the ocean. Sometimes I wish that I was a dolphin, you know, just swimming out there. Get yours at rideuta.com or at a retailer near you. Ride smarter with FairPay. Oh, the sea calls to me.
It's 12:09 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Carolyn Frazier. KSL's top local story this hour. This weekend's LDS General Conference, it will be a historic one with three vacancies in the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Thomas S. Monson, is expected to make the announcement today during conference. Elder D. Todd Christofferson says he has faith the right men will be called to serve.
President Packer, I remember him saying, "We don't have to worry. President Monson knows how to get revelation." And that's what it is. It's a revelatory process in the end. And different ones may approach it in different ways, but in the end, it's finding out from the Lord who he wants.
All general conference sessions will be carried live on KSL News Radio and KSL TV 5, both today and tomorrow. Today's morning session of General Conference for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints included a talk on the pleasing Word of God from Elder Francisco Vinyas.
The pleasing Word of God also brings comfort and hope. It tells us that there is relief from the pain caused by the effects of sin.
A capacity crowd filled the conference center in downtown Salt Lake City. Millions more watched from around the world as the talks were translated into hundreds of languages. And taking a look at KSL's national news, Defense Secretary Ash Carter is offering condolences for what he calls a tragic incident in Afghanistan. Doctors Without Borders says at least 16 people were killed when its clinic in the northern city of Kunduz was hit by what may have been a U.S. airstrike. Carter says a full investigation is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. And coming up on KSL News Radio, cooler temperatures and rain today. We'll check your KSL weather forecast and traffic next. KSL News Time, it's 12:11.
There's nothing like hot, fresh rolls, but who has the time to do all that work? Now you can have hot, fresh from your own oven rolls using Rhodes Bake and Serve Frozen Rolls. Let the Rhodes rolls thaw and rise, pop them in your oven, and a few minutes later you'll have hot, fresh rolls that taste like homemade, without all the work. Rhodes Frozen Rolls, the best thing in your grocer's freezer, the best thing to have on hand in yours.
Seen some great deals this year at Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo. But during the Halloween sales event, all 2015 models must go. We're offering up to $13,000 off MSRP on select new Silverados. Oh, and don't forget, someone in your area has been mailed the winning number for a new 2015 Chevy Colorado. Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo. Buying new roads. Driven by you.
2015 Chevy Silverado LT, MSRP $46,495. OEC plus tax, title license, and $299 dealer lock fee. Buyers will not qualify for all rebates. Ends October 31st, 2015.
KSL Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by the Utah Toyota Dealers. Here's Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks. If you're heading towards the downtown area for the next general conference session, right now the exits from I-15, the major ones, are looking pretty good. We've got 600 South with a pretty clear flow all the way towards the east, and if you're heading all the way up to the University of Utah. For 600 North, that's also looking pretty well. The busier streets are 400 South and North Temple. As far as the vicinity of Temple Square itself, you've got most of your busy traffic right on Main Street for northbound traffic as you approach South Temple Street, and a lot of foot traffic over there, too. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at your weather today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. The high is going to be in the 60s. Sunday showers possible with a high in the 70s. And then Monday partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. It's 61 degrees at 12:13. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Carolyn Frazier, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
Welcome to Just Let Go. From Mormon Message to Major Motion Picture, bringing people together through forgiveness. Brought to you by XL Entertainment. Now the host of the KSL Movie Show, Doug Wright, on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So good to have you along on this conference weekend. I have been so looking forward to this program to talk about a brand new movie and really an amazing, tragic, but yet compelling and inspiring story. The title of the movie is Just Let Go. And we have here in studio with us Chris Williams, who is, he and his family, the subject of this movie. And Chris, we've had the opportunity to talk before. I can't thank you enough for joining us here on this special program on this conference weekend.
Oh, Doug, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
We have another Christopher joining us here on the program today as well, Christopher S. Clark, who is one of the directors and one of the writers of this film. And Christopher, welcome. What a pleasure to have you here as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this film. Most people in our area, Chris, are very familiar with what happened to you, what happened to your family, and the aftermath of it. But let me play this clip because it sets the stage for a pretty good explanation. Here we go.
Please state your full name for the record.
Christopher Dorney Williams.
Would you please tell us what happened on the night of February 9th, 2007?
It was like any other night. We traveled down a road we had been down 1,000 times.
Let's talk about that road that you traveled down 1,000 times and what happened on that night in 2007, Chris.
Yeah, it's the 20th East Underpass in Salt Lake City, so it's a road that dips down below the I-80 freeway. And so the bridge or the freeway itself actually obstructs the oncoming traffic. And by the time we had descended low enough to see the oncoming traffic, there was a car coming at us at freeway speeds in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And there was really nothing at that point I could do to go left or right to avoid being critically hit. And we were hit on the passenger side of the car. And the impact immediately killed my wife, who was 5 months pregnant at the time, and two of the three children seated in the back.
Every time you retell that story to me, it just sends a chill up my back. I remember, as someone in the media and someone in the news business, when we heard of that story, just how our entire community, our entire area, region, was just absolutely stunned, and you were at the epicenter of it, have been left to deal with it. But yet, every time I talk to you, Chris, you know, I say, how you doing? You go, fantastic or great or something like that. What is the status of the Williams family right now?
I had the opportunity about a year after that to meet an amazing woman, that a widow with two children. And we've joined our families, and we've been blessed with two additional little girls. Emma's now 6 years old, and Caroline's now 3. And boy, they've just been, I think, the light that has come into, especially the lives of my boys, and helping them heal and move forward in the grief and the passing of their mom and two of their closest siblings. And then just the glue that's really kind of brought us all together. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of a Brady Bunch situation, but it's been wonderful.
Did you ever dream that this story, your family story, would end up on the big screen?
No, this has been a very surreal, interesting process to go through. But I'm so glad it is. I'm just, the way it's depicted is just brilliant. Just knowing the lives that will be impacted has really made me want to support it. And it's going to do just that. It's going to impact, it already has. It just impacted many, many lives. And knowing that, it's a wonderful feeling. It's made what could have been just such a tragedy and turned it into a tremendous blessing in the lives of my family and the community.
There was a very special screening on the 28th, and this movie will officially open on October 9th. And I want to talk with, as I mentioned, a director and writer of this film. We're very pleased to have Christopher S. Clark with us. And Christopher, first of all, maybe you could tell us, how did this story get on your radar?
We actually contacted Chris just 3 months after the accident, and he let us come into his home and interview him. And we were actually working on a documentary at the time. I remember sitting down in the interview with him, and it was in his original Sugar House home where his family lived. And my grandmother had introduced us to his story because she was in the neighborhood and knew Chris very well. That was the beginning of the relationship. And later we ended up doing the small little documentary for the LDS Church, mm-hmm. The Little Mormon Message on his story back in 2010. And then Chris wrote the book, and we stayed in touch. We had a great relationship. That little short documentary had affected a lot of people. And Chris called us up and said, he'd like to do another piece on the healing process. And he had just written the book, and we sat down at lunch and just decided at that point that his story had so many just cinematic moments. We just felt like it needed to be a feature film to show kind of the difficult process that it was for him to forgive, because a lot of times we heard the story that, Chris had this horrible thing happen to him and he forgave and he moved on. But what was that like every day? What was that like for him to go through that process and still piece his life back together and keep his boys together? How was that really to let go? And did he struggle with it after mm-hmm. he'd made the decision? And those are the questions we wanted to answer.
We'll talk more about some of those very issues, the process of forgiveness and that resolve, which has just been so admirable. And we've experienced through you in interviews like this and in the book and now in the movie. But I want to make sure that people understand and know how they can see this movie. And again, officially opening on October 9th. And before we take a break, and maybe Christopher, I could ask you to walk us through the process.
Absolutely.
What's the best way to see this movie and get your tickets?
Oh, absolutely. Just go buy tickets at justletgomovie.com. You can find your theater there. It's justletgomovie.com.
And I understand this will be at the Cinemark theaters, also at the Larry H. Miller Megaplex. theaters and will be available throughout the state of Utah.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But between those two chains, we've got a lot of territory and a lot of screens covered. When we come back, Chris, could we talk about the process of forgiveness and when and at what stage did you make that resolve? And then we'll talk about how it's portrayed in the film. Can we do that after
Absolutely.
This break?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. We'll be right back with more of this conference special. Thank you for being part of our program today.
Continue the tradition of Ladies' Night with your daughters and granddaughters this Saturday night at Deseret Book. Enjoy 20% off your entire purchase and have the chance to win prizes all evening long. Be one of the first 100 to arrive at each location and receive a free gift. Come to the downtown Salt Lake City Deseret Book to meet Ann Romney, Kristen Oakes, and Jenny Oakes Baker. Save the date. Ladies' Night this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Continue the tradition of Ladies' Night with your daughters and granddaughters at Deseret Book. Six Sister Stuff, your favorite food and lifestyle bloggers with 6.7 million monthly viewers, are back with a new cookbook filled with their greatest dessert recipes. Whether quick and easy, special occasion, holiday-themed, or kid-friendly, it covers every sweet tooth craving. Unique for cookbooks, it also includes companion craft projects to present and share desserts. Easy-to-follow instructions using common household materials will have readers making creative cake stands, starting holiday dessert traditions, and preparing memorable, show-stopping dessert gifts. Sweets and treats with Six Sister Stuff, available now at Deseret Book.
I'm so sick of being hot this summer.
Me too. Let's head to Logan. It's a few degrees cooler.
In more ways than one.
Mother Nature's show and tell is a little earlier this year, so the leaves are already turning.
Let's go for the weekend. It's only 90 minutes from Salt Lake, and there's tons to do. It's a super close getaway without having to go away.
Explore the great outdoors. It's the perfect time of year to be taking a hike in the mountains or go biking through beautiful Cache Valley.
Or you can get lost in two giant corn mazes. Get your groove on with live concerts at the Ellen Eccles Theater. Catch an Aggies football game or take an around a golf.
What about the haunted downtown ghost tours? If that's too scary, check out the family-friendly pumpkin walk.
Step back in time at the American West Heritage Center where history comes alive. Their corn maze is open now, and their annual Fall Harvest Festival can't be beat on UEA weekend. Cider pressing, pony rides, old tractors and steam engines, cowboy music, and more.
The kids will love it.
Special hotel and dinner packages start at just $59.99.
Fall in love with fall in Logan and Cache Valley. Check out explorelogan.com.
Emergency Essentials, for over 28 years helping families prepare for emergencies. Across the country, thousands are ready to weather the big one, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. Sure, it's always wise to prepare for widespread natural disasters, but millions face personal emergencies every day. Accident, unemployment, illness, the types of setbacks that can strike closer to home. That's why Emergency Essentials is dedicated to helping families stock up on a wide variety of foods and supplies that guard against the big one and the dozens of little ones, too. Visit us at BePrepared.com. You'll find hundreds of varieties of delicious fruits, vegetables, grains, meats, dairy, even fully prepared meals, all packaged for long-term storage. From small cans to large pails to complete year-long supplies, we offer practical, affordable ways to build safety against the storm. Check out our monthly, weekly, and daily specials today. That's Emergency Essentials, online at BePrepared.com.
I'm going to Bangkok, Thailand.
Pachuca, Mexico.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Madagascar. South Africa, Johannesburg.
Opening a mission call is a special moment for every missionary. At Deseret First Credit Union, we understand the financial sacrifice of a mission. That's why Deseret First now offers a special mission savings fund. The Deseret First Mission Savings Fund is designed to help future missionaries at any age save money for their mission. The account earns a higher interest rate than standard savings accounts. And to help the fund grow faster, family members and friends can easily deposit into the account as a gift for any occasion. It's the fastest and easiest way to save for a mission. Open a Deseret First Mission Savings Fund today at any branch location, online at dfcu.com, or call 800-326-3328.
I'm headed to Long Beach.
Kyoto, Peru.
Durban, South Africa.
Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. Membership and eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms apply.
You're listening to Just Let Go, from Mormon Message to Major Motion Picture. Sponsored by XL Entertainment on KSL News Radio.
I just learned this during the break that last Monday evening when this movie... is it fair to call it a premiere, Christopher?
Yeah, it was a premiere with a Fathom event attached to it, yeah.
It showed in 430 theaters, And it ended up being top 10, top 11 movie for that day. That is no small accomplishment.
Yeah, in fact, we sold out in pretty much every theater here in Utah and theaters in Arizona and Idaho and California.
The official opening of the movie, that is on October 9th. And what's the website again to go to so you can get tickets?
You want to go to justletgomovie.com. You'll be able to find your theater and buy tickets directly from there.
When did you decide, at what stage in this story, that the only way to really move forward was to just let go and forgive?
Well, and that was the gift that came to me. And as I sat in the car and being just presented with the devastation of the aftermath of the impact, knowing that my wife and at least two of the three children in the back seat were gone, the grief that I felt, kind of my own nothingness, was just overwhelming. It was shocking, actually, just the inability I had to have changed or prevented that from happening, and so felt very incapable of moving forward at all. In fact, I wanted to give up and tried to just completely end it right then and there, just by forcing my spirit out of my body. It was just a very surreal experience to revisit that just in my mind. But as I sat there, there were three words spoken as if it were over my shoulder, and they were just let go. And as I heard those words in my mind, I knew that it was a command, that it wasn't a suggestion or a tip that I needed. If I were to have any chance or hope of moving forward and healing from what I had just been presented with, that I needed to let it go. So that was to just let it go. And so that was my commitment I made to myself, was I was going to just let go of those things I could not control and focus on directing my energies towards my faith, which was in Christ to heal me.
When something is that devastating, how do you just let go?
It begins with that choice. I think you've got to just initially decide which way you're going to try and resolve the offenses that come into your life. Are you going to do it your own way, under your own intellect, and try and figure it out? It's been my experience in talking with people that typically ends up in desiring justice and desiring pain for the offense.
Revenge.
Yeah. That's typically the natural way to deal with conflict. But in turning those things over to at least for me, a savior that could save me from that path, I have been introduced to healing that comes through hope and through charity. I mean, looking at things with a broadened, more eternal perspective, so that I could approach the young man that did this to my family, and or that made the choices that night that led to what happened to my family, to reach out to him and encourage him to change his life, and he has done that.
There's this clip from the film that kind of talks about this moment where you're actually being encouraged to maybe take a little different route.
If you forget that drunk and you let him off easy, you will forever regret what you have done.
When I preach and law, I counsel people to love their enemy, but I can't do it myself.
I'm just asking for you to let justice do what justice does.
He drank like an adult. He gets tried like an adult.
This young man is a juvenile.
Why didn't you fight for Mom?
For Ben and Ann in the courtroom.
It's not my job to prove him guilty.
Let's talk about that moment, because this young man's life could have been dramatically different. We talk about how we used the term before in a conversation that it can be corrosive on the person that won't just let go. But boy, you think of the devastation of another life that is already shattered in a totally different way.
Absolutely. And there's a beautiful scene in the movie where it brings up the prodigal son, right? And my realization that, had I gone after the young man in anger or desire for retribution or for a quick, swift justice, that in a sense I would have gotten in the path of a young man returning home to his heavenly father, and that would have been a horrible place to be, to putting myself. Boy, it's been a gift to me, at least in just letting go and removing myself from that, to be able to see him return and to experience a rebirth in his life, and he's done that. So it's been a remarkable thing for him to let go of what he did that night and to reinvent himself and become a new person. Mm-hmm. So it's a gift.
Just very quickly, not to dwell on this, but how is he doing?
he's doing fantastic. I mean, he's, as I mentioned, I mentioned a rebirth. It truly is. He's just a completely new person and has started a new life, having been married in 2012. And, you know, that was just like one of my happiest days, actually, was to see his joy on his face as you know, that very special day at his reception.
Do you see him often?
No, actually, we keep in somewhat contact. But, you know, I've also tried to not overdo that because I wanted him to, mm-hmm. to stay true to the commitment to let it go and to move forward. So he knows I love him and I'm praying for him and I have the highest respect and honor for him.
Before we take a break, I wanted to just quickly talk with Christopher, who is the director, Christopher Clark. And boy, the casting in this film is impressive. Let's just very quickly mention who actually plays Chris Williams in the movie. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some of the other people that step into major roles.
Well, we got Henry Ian Cusick from ABC's Lost, and he's been on Scandal and the current CW network, The 100 Show. And he did an amazing job. We were so lucky to get him.
Boy, I want to hear about how Brenda Vaccaro, others, you know, how you basically lined up this array of talent. And again, we want to remind you that you can get your tickets right now. The film officially opens on October 9th. And what's the website again that will connect you to Cinemark, will connect you to Megaplex?
Just go visit justletgomovie.com and you can find your theater there.
We'll talk about the casting in this film coming up in just a moment.
With a change in the season comes a change in suits. So now is the time to get an unbeatable value on men's long-wearing, wrinkle-resistant suits on sale at all Mr. Max stores. Now, if you're thinking you've had great prices before, then brace yourself. Buy one suit at $299, you get the second suit for just $1. It's an event 6 months in the making. Mr. Max has worked with the leading manufacturer on a special purchase of over 5,000 men's suits in a wide range of sizes and colors. Now, while the supplies last, buy one suit at $299 and get the second suit for just $1. It's an unbeatable value on tradition and modern fit suits at all 9 Mr. Mac stores. Remember, Mr. Mac offers free, fast alterations. Shop at Mr. Mac and see why they're Utah's leader for quality and discount prices. Mr. Mac, no one buys, no one sells, and no one cares the way they do. Absolutely no one.
It's 12:32 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Carolyn Frazier with KSL's top local story this hour. The first session of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints' 185th semi-annual general conference has ended, and thousands filled the conference center at Temple Square to hear the counsel from leaders of the church. The next session will begin at 2 p.m. and can be heard live right here on KSL News Radio. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First President began this week General Conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
My dear brothers and sisters, if we look at us only through our mortal eyes, we may not see ourselves as good enough. But our Heavenly Father sees us as who we truly are.
Millions of church members watched or listened to conference around the world, and thousands, as I said, filled the conference center in downtown Salt Lake City. Governor Gary Herbert ordered flags in Utah to fly at half staff until Tuesday in honor of the victims of the Oregon shooting. The Hanlon County Sheriff refuses to speak the name of the shooter because he doesn't want to glorify his case. And taking a look at national news from ABC, investigators are still trying to sort through what would compel a young man to open fire on his own English classroom, killing 9 people at his community college. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Roseburg, Oregon.
The sheriff tells me he will never say the shooter's name in public. That doesn't mean they're not investigating this case. Up to 200 investigators are on it. They're going to go through a mountain of evidence, including a tremendous amount of eyewitness testimony, but also the papers possibly left behind by the shooter, which may give a greater explanation of his motive.
The sheriff says the shooter may have known at least some of those he gunned down. And coming up on KSL News Radio, the sun, it's peeking through the clouds, but that could change later on. And we'll check your KSL weather forecast and traffic next.
I'm author Richard Paul Evans, and I'm a writer, not a baker. So what do I know about flour? Well, you don't need to be a chef to know if something tastes good. And the products from Lehigh Roller Mills are delicious. I'm told it's because Lehigh Roller Mills hand-selects the best quality wheat from local farmers and mills the wheat themselves. Larger flour mills can't do that because they're just too large. Lehigh Roller Mills tests every batch and every mix to ensure the highest quality and best flavor. Lehigh Roller Mills has been making delicious products for Utah since 1906. And if you haven't tried their products yet, you'll be pleasantly surprised. You can taste the difference. My family especially loves the muffin mixes and brownies. You'll find Lehigh Roller Mills products at your local grocery store. But if you visit their Lehigh store, you can be one of 50 lucky customers with a minimum purchase of $25 to receive a free autographed copy of my new bestseller, Michael Vay 5, Storm of Lightning. Lehigh Roller Mills, serving Utah for four generations.
The heat is past and winter is just around the corner. That means it's the perfect time to get outside and get some work done. Get to Stotes Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, for great savings on their full line of John Deere compact tractors. Choose either 1250 off a 1025R tractor or 0% for 60 months and a 750 cash off bonus with the purchase of two implements, or save on the 3E series compact utility tractors with 2750 off or 0% financing for 60 months and a $2,200 cash off bonus with the purchase of two implements. Now that's an offer. The Bluffdale store is just off I-15 south of the prison. Call 801-966-4231 or stop by today. Live outside of town? Stotes cover the state from St. George to Tremont with five locations in Utah and one in southern Idaho. So visit stotesequipment.com for a store near you. Offers end October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See Stotes Equipment for details.
Now is a great time to get an auto loan with Cypress Credit Union. Auto loan rates are just 2.69% on new, used, or refinanced vehicles. Apply online at cypresscu.com, stop in any branch, or ask for Cypress at the dealer. Auto loans as low as 2.69% APR at Cypress Credit Union. Apply online today at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Get more help on the way to work.
We have triple the resources. Three sets of eyes on the road. We'll break in as often as it takes, keeping you out of those backups.
Triple team traffic, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
KSL traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Here's Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, good news if you're heading downtown for the next session of the General Conference, in that we don't have any accidents, but otherwise still plenty of traffic. The busiest parts right now are North Temple and South Temple, and that's actually for both directions, as you've got folks coming in for the 2 o'clock session and still people leaving from the last one. And another little plus of good news, you've got the freeway exits are looking good from I-15, 600 South, and right now 600 North are both in pretty good shape. Tunex Complete Car Care specializes in state-of-the-art diagnostics to ensure your vehicles run at peak performance. From Ogden to Logan, visit Tunex.com for the service center nearest you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at your weather, mostly cloudy with rain throughout the day with a high in the 60s. And Sunday, slight chance of rain and warming up with highs in the 70s. It's 61 degrees at 12:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Carolyn Frazier, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
You're listening to Just Let Go, from Mormon Message to Major Motion Picture. Sponsored by XL Entertainment on KSL News Radio.
I so appreciate not only the filmmakers joining us today, but also Chris Williams, on who the story, of course, is based. Just Let Go. This is a film that premiered last Monday, and just really, what a great, great reception. It will open for the rest of us coming up on the 9th of October, and you can get tickets now, and we'll remind you how in just a moment. But I wanted to focus in on the director and writer of this film for just a moment, Christopher S. Clark, who is here in studio. And Christopher, we were just chatting about this off the air. We have amazing local talent right here in our backyard. But I was also impressed that you were able to meld that with more traditional Hollywood talent. You've got to tell us a little bit about this casting process.
The whole process in and of itself is a science. I mean, we had to figure it out as we went. But I think what really sold Brenda Vaccaro and Henry Ian Cusack on doing the film was the script. we knew from the very beginning that we wanted to make this story a little more accessible outside of Utah. We wanted to make it accessible to anybody because forgiveness is a universal topic that transcends religions. And so when we went for the casting, we just knew that we wanted to find some faces that would have a broader appeal, so to speak. And when we got the script to Ian, he read it. His agent ended up calling us and saying he wants to Skype. And that's how things are done now.
Right.
You do Skype sessions.
Sure.
And then, there's no in-person casting. And so we Skype with Ian. He said that after, we spoke that he was sold. He loved the story. He loved the script. The script was powerfully written. I wrote it with Patrick Parker and Vance Mellon. It was a labor of love and collaboration for over a year. And we put our heart and soul into it. And I think that the story being true and powerful and the script being a really good read is what got us in the door.
When did Brenda Vaccaro come on the scene?
That is a really good question. We were searching all over for the right person.
And she plays Chris's mother?
She plays Chris's mom.
Yeah.
And did she do a good job, Chris?
Yeah, I just spoke to my mom before the broadcast. I mean, she's just, and once again, she just had nothing but phenomenal things to say about the performance.
Yeah, she was awesome. In fact, the way we found her is we started looking for talent. We saw a clip of her acting against Al Pacino, and it was one of the most phenomenal performances I've ever seen an actress do. It was just amazing. And we're like, if we could get her, that would be amazing. And so we put the package out to her agent. And he read the script, which actually happens to be her husband. And he read the script and said, "You've got to read this." So she read it. And again, we Skyped. It was her first Skype casting session.
Oh, really?
Session. Yeah. And so she's trying to figure it out. And she was laughing the whole time. And she kept telling us how beautiful we were. And she's just a funny, 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 fun gal.
You told me she calls you darling.
She calls me darling. She calls everyone darling. She's such a wonderful person. She was just great to work with. But she... She did the Skype session with us, and she was in. She just loved the story. She loved the script. It was the story and the script that drew these people in.
Yeah, it is an amazing story, and everything that I'm hearing just indicates that the script truly is, as you said, a labor of love, just, heart and soul into it. What about our local talent? Who stepped up out of our local community?
We, what's funny is that we cast all local, and then they all moved away.
Oh, no.
But Jacob Buster, who plays Sam in the film, he's got some major roles recently on some major television shows as well. But he plays Sam, which is Chris's younger son that survives the accident. Liam Bowie, who was local, he actually moved to L.A. as well. Mitch Farren, who plays the young man Curtis Wright in the film that is the teenage drunk driver. He did a phenomenal job, and since then, he's also moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But just phenomenal, phenomenal cast from Utah. In fact, Brenda Vaccaro called me, and she said, "Chris, darling, Chris, the Utah people, they're amazing." She just thought every single person we cast in Utah was just phenomenal. She could not believe the level that we were able to achieve here.
It is amazing in our community, and I'm fortunate to know many of these folks, but they are world-class, just world-class talent. How did you feel about Ian portraying you, and how did your son Sam feel about the portrayal of him?
Sure. So with Ian, I mean, he didn't have enough time to do the method actor thing, to get in my head and imitate me. So it was an interpretation, but even that, it was just uncanny how just true to the event he got it. And how wonderfully he represented the emotions that I experienced after the crash, so he just did an outstanding job. And then with Sam and even with Michael too, I mean they were just represented so very, very well, and the way that some of the final scenes wrap up, it's fantastic. The first time Michael saw this, for example, just tears, so incredibly moved by the representation. So I know it's touching their lives, and I know it'll touch thousands of others.
Yeah, and you mentioned your mom's cool with Brenda Vaccaro playing her.
Oh, very much so. It's almost like sisters, separated at birth or something. They just got along splendidly, and she's a bit of an amalgam that she's portrayed on screen of a few different people, but by and large, it's a wonderful. She represents a wonderful character. And some very important questions to consider when you're trying to forgive somebody.
Before we talk about the staging of this movie, and I understand much of it, I was talking with Chris earlier, shot on site, right at the site. I was asking Chris what that must have been like, to see something that apparently is so accurate and realistic. And I'd like to talk about that, but let's again remind people that this movie opens on October 9th, and you can arrange for your tickets now by simply going to the website. And let's get that again from you, Christopher.
You bet. Just go visit justletgomovie.com, and there you'll be able to buy tickets and find your theater.
You know, we talk about this often with some of our great productions that do have some local ties. That first weekend's really important. It's important for the exhibitors to see that this film has an audience, that it will have legs, and that it's worth not only having on their screen but keeping on their screen. And then hopefully that track record from that initial weekend will spread, because these guys compare notes. Those exhibitors are on the phone with each other and go, well, how did that do in your market? So don't put this off. Go see it this next opportunity.
Yeah, and the fact that we last Monday night sold out in Utah tells you that this story has legs.
Yeah.
It's the little story that could, the little film that could.
And on Monday, it was a top 10 film in the country. So that is not insignificant at all. Staging this movie and selecting sites and so on. I've mentioned this to Chris often. I was raised in that part of Sugar House, not far from there. And even afterwards, I'm through that area all the time. I go under that overpass I don't know how many times in the course of a month. And tell us about setting that up and restaging this horrific event.
That was really surreal, because we had been shooting all day, and our crew and team had prepped the site. So when we arrived, it was night, and it was post-accident, meaning the accident had happened. It had already been staged. And we walked up to it, and it was just so real. In fact, there were neighbors that came out almost ready to call the police, because they thought another accident had just occurred.
Yeah.
And it brought back so many memories. And it was a lot of preparation. You know, we actually had to take an original – we got the original makes and models of the cars. We took the Jeep that was driven by the teenage drunk driver. We actually had to take it and drop it from a crane to mimic the wreck. And then we had to take it there and situate it the way it landed after the impact. Because, you know, when they impacted, he T-boned, and both cars were basically just thrown from each other and just flipped over.
You know, when Chris mentions freeway speed, you know, and again, a reminder, this is not on the freeway. This is on a 30-35 mile per hour stretch.
Mm-hmm. But it was surreal walking up to it and just seeing what that must have been like. But, you know, Chris was there, and I remember you saying, Chris, when you got there, you know, I think it's better that I'm here, that I see the fakeness of it before it feels real on screen. And I think there was some truth to that, that him being there and being able to see that really helped so that when he saw it on screen with the music and the, you know, dramatization of it all, it was easier to say, okay, I know that this is fake, and I was there. You know, so it was a surreal experience.
There's so much more to talk about, and we will continue to do exactly that. Chris Williams, who wrote the book, the story is based on his experience, is here in studio with us, and a director and writer of Just Let Go, also here in studio, Christopher S. Clark. Brief break. We'll come back and continue our conference special. Thank you for being with us on this Saturday afternoon.
Relationships. At Utah Opera, we acknowledge they're tricky. You want to watch TV? She wants to go to a movie. You love raisins? She can't stand them. You're a painter who agrees to hide his friend from the corrupt chief of police who's vowed to destroy him. So you hide him in a well, but the chief of police finds his monogram fan nearby and knows your friend has been there, so he decides to pit your beautiful but fiery diva of a lover against you, who, by the way, the chief of police is in love with. And at first she falls for his scheme, but then she wises up, but it's too late, and now she must pledge her love to the chief of police or her lover will die. So she agrees and goes in to kiss the chief, but now she's the one with the scheme, and it involves getting stabby with a long pointy knife, and the bad guy's dead, but it turns out the drama is far from over. You know, the sort of stuff that makes love kind of nutty. So if you've ever disagreed about raisins or how to best fake a death by firing squad, you'll love Utah Opera's performance of Puccini's Tosca. It's love without limits. October 10th through the 18th at the Capitol Theater. For tickets starting at $18, visit utahopera.org.
Once upon a time, you were single and living in the fast lane. Now you're married with kids, driving a minivan, and saving for college. You've completed major home improvement projects twice. Let's face it, a lot has changed. Is your insurance keeping up? With a super check from your local Farm Bureau agent, you'll know if you have the right coverage in place. A super check will find gaps in your coverage and help you get the discount you deserve. Learn more at FarmBureauSuperCheck.com.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again with the compassion of a cross and shield and the power of a card that opens doors to the best hospitals and medical centers in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
There's no need to suffer any longer from the pain and discomfort of varicose veins.
I actually have been dealing with this since my first child 16 years ago. I developed veins 16 years ago and saw them about 9 years ago. And I just went into the Intermountain Vein Center and had a consultation with them and was like, this is for me.
The doctors at Intermountain Vein Center can help.
You walk in, they're very friendly. The doctors are very professional. The staff's professional. I just was really nervous, and I just felt at ease. Like, they answered a lot of my questions.
Call Intermountain Vein Center at 801-919-8903 or go to ivein.com to register for a free screening. That's 919-8903. No physician referral required.
As far as the pain's gone. No throbbing, no heaviness. I can stand all day. I would totally recommend. In fact, I have recommended a lot of clients and families so far.
Call 801-919-8903 or go to ivein.com. Intermountain Vein Center. Life starts when the pain stops.
Have you been dreaming of stretching out and relaxing in a big new Bullfrog Spa? Wouldn't it be great to host that epic hot tub party for all your friends and family with room to spare? This week, that dream comes true during Bullfrog Spa's first ever Go Big Sale. Now through Saturday, you'll get the huge A8 model for the price of the smaller A7 model. You heard right. Pay for an A7 and the massive, most sought-after A8 model will be delivered to your backyard just in time for crisp fall hot tubbing weather. Don't miss out on this one-time opportunity. The sale absolutely ends Saturday. So go big and hurry into your nearest Bullfrog Spa's factory store in Orem, Bluffdale, Holiday, Layton, North Ogden, or Logan. Other model upgrades are available and payments start at just $80 per month OAC. See store for details. Bullfrog Spa's Go Big offers are also available at frogjello.com. Bullfrog Spa's. Personal spas perfected.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. Are you running Windows 8 or 10 and annoyed as heck with the start screen with all those giant, unfamiliar, obnoxious tiles that confuse the heck out of you? Do you want your computer to feel like good old Windows 7 again, where it was simple and easy to use? Well, I'm going to fix that problem for you for free. Bring in your desktop or laptop PC, no matter what brand it is, running Windows 8 or 10 into any PC Laptops location, and I'll give you a 100% free program that will make your computer run as easy as pie again. There are no strings attached. It's 100% free, so you have nothing to lose. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that one day you might come back and buy a computer from us. Run into any PC Laptops location right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, we love you.
You're listening to Just Let Go, from Mormon Message to Major Motion Picture, sponsored by XL Entertainment on KSL News Radio.
Well, this time period has gone by so quickly, this special hour to talk about this new movie, Just Let Go. It opens on October 9th. It had a premiere screening on Monday, which was just off the charts. And we were talking about some of the reaction that you're already getting, which I want to get to. But first, just on the production of this movie, was it all shot here locally? Christopher is here with us, Christopher S. Clark, who is writer and director of the film. So it was all done right in this area?
Everything, yeah. The whole film was shot in Utah. In fact, the Utah Film Commission was amazing to work with. They helped us with locations. We tried to keep everything in the Sugar House area.
It would seem to me that the actual accident scene itself would be the most difficult, but sometimes we moviegoers will assume something, but the movie makers tell us something totally different. What was the hardest part about doing this movie?
The hardest part about the film, I think, was the compression of time to shoot it with. We had a pretty large script, and so we had 21 shooting days. And we had 107 pages to shoot. And so some days, if you know the way it works in the production world, when you're shooting 12 pages a day, that's a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
And we were moving so fast. In fact, Ian, the main actor, told us, "I have never worked so hard on a set in my life." Yeah. Because he was literally in every single scene. And he's never been in a film where he's literally in every single scene. And he said he would go back to his hotel at night and just crash, and then he'd have to be right back up at 5 in the morning. And we were moving so fast. That was the most challenging thing. But, you know, and we were at the end of the day go, "Did we get it? Did we get it?" I don't know. Did we get it? It just went by like a flash.
Yeah.
I sure hope we got it. Fortunately, I think we did. But we had a great crew, all Utah-based crew.
We have just a few moments left on the program. And I traditionally, on this program and others, have asked, what do you hope from this production, from this labor of love, heart and soul into it, your personal tragedy and kind of redemption, not only for you and your family, but also for the young man that actually caused this terrible twist of events? And maybe I can start with, why don't we continue with our filmmaker first? So, Christopher, for you, what do you hope people, when they walk out of this film, which, again, we've underscored, is this isn't a Mormon audience. This is a film for everybody. What do you hope they get?
You know, we all run into offenses in life. And I think my biggest and greatest hope would be that people realize that the price has been paid for the mistakes of men and the offenses that we will experience in life. And if we would just access that by submitting to the process of forgiveness and choosing that path, that our lives will be freer and our lives will be more beautiful, more hopeful. And I just hope that people can bring a burden to this film, something that they've been struggling with, whether to forgive themselves or somebody else, to come and just let go of it and make a choice just to start that process. It doesn't need to be immediately, but just to start to think about it.
Before we let Chris have the final word on the show today, let's just again remind people how they can get their tickets. October 9th is when this film opens. How can people get tickets now in advance?
JustLetGoMovie.com. You'll have your theaters there, and you can buy tickets directly from the site.
Chris, I'd like you to have the final word on this program. Chris Williams, this is all about you and your family and the young man that caused this accident. What do you hope people get as they're walking and exiting out of the theater?
Just as Christopher mentioned, I mean, if there is something that they need to let go of, that they'll choose before they leave that theater to let go, to just let go of it and carry it no more. And if they don't feel that they have anything to just let go of, that they'll commit to when the offense comes, that or the challenge comes, that they'll have an example of what I believe is the right way to do it, and they'll be more apt to choose forgiveness and peace and that path versus some other way. And so that's I'm also confident though that this movie is going to impact thousands of lives. It's such an emotional journey that you're taking on that you can't help but be impacted. So,
and you were saying the stories are already coming in, people
yes.
wanting to share, people wanting to start that process of just letting go. Just Let Go is the title of the movie. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Chris Williams, what a delight to have
gotten to know
you.
It's always an honor. Thank you, Doug.
I'm always sorry it's under circumstances like this, but it's been a real joy for me to get to know you. And Christopher Clark, thank you so much for bringing this to the big screen, and I wish you both the very, very best with the story, with the movie, and thank you for being our guests.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Brian and Amanda here. We're talking about Honda. I'm driving the 2016 HR-V. Now, if you don't know what the HR-V is, basically we're blurring the line between SUVs, hatchbacks, compacts, creating kind of a whole new thing here. This small SUV, this thing is so spacious inside. It's got an amazing engine that gets incredible gas mileage, beautiful-looking ride as well, 35 miles per gallon, all those high-tech features we've been talking about in Hondas. You've got to check out the brand-new HR-V.
And I'm in the Odyssey, which I love and which my family may not let me give up because it seats 8. It's so comfy in there. 5 car seat anchors. It's got the rear-view camera, which I love in my Accord, but it's in the Odyssey. It's got the blind spot information system, which tells you when a vehicle is in the blind spot, so you feel so confident. It's got the forward collision warning. I love the Odyssey.
Yeah, the Honda is America's best and most trusted automotive brand, as named by Kelley Blue Book.
You know, the more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Ian Ralston was a combat medic who suffered a catastrophic war injury in Iraq. When I met Ian for the first time, I knew we had to do everything we could to get him every benefit he's earned to live as normal life as possible. And we did. He needed an accessible house. We got that grant and a van for his wheelchair to get him there. My name is Jason Stevenson, and I work for Paralyzed Veterans of America.
America's most seriously injured veterans are getting all the care and benefits they've earned, thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America. For over 65 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans, and their service is free to all veterans and their families. Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Across the nation,